Just a few minutes. Okay, so we'll be brief with this one then. So now kind of shifting. So as I mentioned, I was a Kellogg Health Scholar, and then in the last year I've transitioned over to University of Iowa with Barbara. So we are new faculty. I guess we've now been there a year, a little over a year. And what we want to talk about today is something that we've developed there in order to really help us with continuing the work that we started at UNC. So just to give a quick overview, we're going to talk a little bit about the background of the health, the Health Equity Advancement Lab that we have formed over the last year, introduce our members, talk about our mission objectives, the current activities that we're engaged in, and where we're hoping to go. So in terms of background, really what Barbara and I talked a lot about when we got to Iowa was that it was really exciting how many potential community partners were interested in doing research, really addressing health priority issues. But there wasn't a history or experience with doing research using the CBPR approach. And so we were really reflecting on the need to be very intentional and thoughtful in how we approach communities and really thought of thinking about capacity building within communities. But that meant that we really had to think about ourselves and really building our capacity to be really thinking about places to learn, discuss, and increase capacity to support to conduct CBPR. And so we were at the University of Iowa College of Public Health, and we're fortunate to have a lot of momentum and support around community engagement. The collective areas of excellence for our college includes community engagement as well as comparative effectiveness research and rural health. And so the fact that community engagement was one of those areas that's really an emphasis and a priority of the college, we were really excited about, and we felt like that was a great strength for us. As well, we have a prevention research center and a departmental executive officer who is Dr. Edith Parker, an expert in CBPR, very supportive and excited about what we wanted to do in terms of implementing that approach. And as well, there's a new office of provost for community engagement, again reflecting this real commitment to community engagement. So here's some of our lab members, and I'll quickly say that we have a real diverse group in terms of undergrad and graduate students from a variety of different departments, from geography, health management policy, and so we're really excited that all of us are coming together to really think about some of these issues. So our mission is health equity occurs when society actively removes barriers that disproportionately affect the health status of particular individuals and groups within a society. HEAL promotes health equity through community-engaged public health research and practice with a particular emphasis on communities who experience inequities.
Hello again. So our objectives, and that's what we're spending, so I have spent the last year sort of thinking about what is our mission, what is our vision, and develop some objectives. So it's definitely build capacity within the university to conduct community and behavioral health research using CBPR, support equitable and sustainable partnerships between community and academic partners also within the university, and conduct our research that really follows the CBPR principles. We have been busy really engaging and letting people know what CBPR is all about, participating in different settings and in meetings to really talk about with our dean and in community engagement conference, also attending the Iowa Hospital Association, which is a different setting, but really they're very interesting. So we're taking those opportunities to really establish, you know, a clear difference between just doing research in the community and doing approaching our research through the CBPR principles. Being the obesity initiative, which is part of what had funded me in Iowa, is also part of that. So really bringing that information there. And then Brianna participated in that other conference and in cultural responsiveness, that healthcare. We also doing, and we realize that a lot of our work is the first time that has been done there, so they're very interested in knowing this, but it also takes more time, and not only in addition to what we already know about the time that it takes to establish our partnerships. So we're establishing precedents. We're working with our IRB to really figure out how do we engage our community partners, how do they go through the research process. So we're making progress on that, and they've been very welcoming and introducing. For example, Brianna was the first one that introduced a Fordham Voice protocol into the IRB system. So I guess that will be forever your badge of honor. So really explaining, educating, and explaining the kind of work that we do with them, and how do we proceed in terms of our IRB and research. leveraging in terms of our resources, though, where we have our HEALS faculty meeting, so really using that space and that time to really think about our agenda and how we're doing our work, these kind of funding opportunities, how do we collaborate, how do we engage with our community partners in building those relationships. So there's nothing there. So we went from having all kind of community partners and amazing dynamics and support in UNC to a place where they are ready for action, but nothing has been done. So it's building capacity on both ends, the community and an academic partner. So really thinking about how do we advocate for our effort, identifying resources that we can use to really get this going here.
You want to talk about that? And so thinking about academic capacity, we also want to really think about the students and them going into this work, and how can we mentor and support them. And so we have a monthly journal club currently where we really talk about CBPR principles. We had a long, lengthy meeting talking about definitions, and you know, you hear all these different sort of jargon, and what does it really mean, and how do you apply it? And really thinking about how can we involve them meaningfully in the partnership development process. So the exciting piece is that we are at that sort of phase of really developing and shaping partnerships, and so involving the students in that process in a meaningful way. One thing that's been really helpful is establishing these semester research contracts. So we really want to make sure that we're meeting goals, making progress, having products that are coming out of our work. And so that's something that's been really useful in working with the students.
So in our current activities, so we're doing a lot of formative research to better understand the community priorities, so really taking our time to, and through that process, establishing the relationships with our community partners and also our academic partners. So building again, with stakeholders in the community, really trying to create, so for us to explain what we're doing and the approach that we use, and really building authentic partnerships, not only at the community settings or the community organizations, but also with our academic partners. So future directions, again, we're still building at the precedent, developing the infrastructure, not only in responding to demands at the community and academic level, and then creating this equity in the institutional conversations that we have about community engagement and what it means, and really using HEAL and the space that we have in HEAL to really balance all the competing priorities that we have as a new faculty that we're moving forward. So it's been an amazing opportunity to have my colleague in UNC moving to the same university, and being able to build that in there has been great for both of us. So we definitely also want to acknowledge the college and the university for the support, our department also, and our chair, Edith, and the Prevention Research Center, which has also been supportive in our work there.